All right, guys, it's Tuesday. You know what that means. Sitting down with Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. And, Coach, the AC is down in your office today. You lost a game, and they're, like, smoking you out of here. What's going on?
Yeah, tough situation for the Clones. So, you know, you lose a rival game, they're smoking you out. So I get it. But, no, AC's broke, but I know we're ready to get out to practice for sure.
How has the response been since the loss to Iowa?
Yeah, you know, I think for number one, there was certainly, I think, a great sense of disappointment, not only from, you know, our coaching staff, but our kids. And it's because they care and because it is a big game and our kids believe that, not even in that game, I think every football game that they play now, that they've worked really hard and they believe they can win. And so, you know, I think that was, you know, there was an emotional toll from that afterwards, but I was really proud. We came back on Sunday, went back to work. And, you know, Sunday evening, by the time we left the field, I felt really confident about this football team moving forward. And that's the leadership on this team. I do still really believe in that group.
Yeah, well, you've been asked enough about the Iowa game. I am kind of just looking forward to Oklahoma. And what's fascinating to me, you really couldn't have more opposite teams from game one to game two. You had Iowa who – everybody in Kinnick Stadium, they've done the same thing for 20 years, right? You know what's coming. And then offensively, and you made the comment in your press conference today about a guy, Kyler Murray, who has stepped into the shoes of the Heisman Trophy winner, first pick in the NFL draft. And their offense, with all due respect to Baker, almost looks better so far this year. Your defense shined on Saturday, but what do you have to do to be prepared for a totally different team in Oklahoma?
Well, you know, you're playing a total different pace of the football game. And, you know, now a pace where it's critical for you to dictate the tempo of the game. And if you don't do that, then you've seen what's happened in the first two opponents. Then they're going to totally, you know, they're gonna score and play their pace, and they're going to try to score as many points as they can. And, you know, I think this is where the offense helps the defense, special teams helps the offense out. And I think all those things have to be working together to be able to have true success. And, you know, in this conference, you play a lot of games that the pace of play is critical to success. And, you know, last week's game, you know, you can play one or two paces of a game and still come out victorious. Where in this conference, in a game like this, this is a game where you must dictate the tempo or, you know, it's going to be a tough game. So defensively, certainly different. A team that's going to spread you out and use the entire field and make you play, you know, the entire part of the football field, tackle in space. And then, you know, from their defense against our offense, you know, it's a group that's going to try to pressure you with great consistency and continuing to try to get after you and try to create turnovers for that offense.
What, in an ideal world, Matt Campbell's Iowa State offense, and the reason I ask this is because you guys looked – the way you played in that first series against South Dakota State, I felt like your tempo was as high as I'd ever seen it. Then the Iowa game, it really slows down. Iowa had a lot to do with that, and I know you're – strategic, you're kind of playing chess there with Kirk Ferentz for a while. What's your ideal tempo?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the thing that is so critical about offensive football is you have to help your defense out. No matter what the situation in the game is if you want to win games, you can be a great offense and try to score as many points as you can, but there still comes a point that defense is ultimately what allows you to win and have success, and you have to do a great job each game understanding what that defense needs to try to help it be the best version of itself it can be. And, you know, I'm a big believer in that and matching whatever the defense is going to give you. So, you know, in a game like this, you may want to score as many points as you can, and you may have to win it. But I also think the reality in a game like this as well is you gotta do a great job helping that defense out as best they can and keep that offense off the field.
Well, I can't sit down with you and not talk defensive line for just a minute. My Vikings had a great defensive line performance, and so did you guys, I thought, on Saturday. And this is where it's just you really held Iowa to 2.9 yards per carry with three guys up front most of the day. Was that the type of performance you wanted to see? You've talked so much about being multiple, and you were able to bring the four guys in. Was that part, I would assume, very encouraging for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think we're – not only did we were able to have some successes in that game, but I think the other piece of the be able to play multiples. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that played on that defensive front, you know, which was I thought was really big for us. There was a lot of guys that got in the rotation at linebacker. And so I thought it gave us the ability to be fresh. In a game like you're about to play in, you know, you're going to need that because they're going to push the tempo. You're going to need to be as fresh as you can be the best you need to be able to have success. So I certainly thought we took another positive step defensively in that football game and really proud of that group.
Then Mike Rose, the kid from Cleveland, you guys told us not to overlook him. Most of us did. He has 11 tackles playing behind Ray. Ray helped him out, I thought, a lot, but that's the glory of having a great defensive line. But for his first game, I can't imagine you would have expected him to grade out any better.
No, I think when you look at what Michael did and the way he played, the intensity that he played with, the physicality that he played with, I think, you know, we all saw what we thought our eyes saw in fall camp. Mm-hmm. Was a young man that's physically mature enough to play at this level with success. And I'm really proud of him. You know, he's a guy that I don't think he could be where he's at right now unless he had great, you know, great intangibles and great intelligence. And he's worked really hard to be prepared and not let this football team down. And he certainly didn't in any way, shape, or form with his performance last Saturday.
When it comes to Oklahoma, their defense, you had some success on last year. It might be a little better this year. It's kind of too early to tell as far as that goes. But what do you know you're going to have to score points on Saturday. Is it back to the drawing board? Do you stick with just your system, what you guys do? How do you improve from scoring 3 points a week ago to the number 5 Oklahoma Sooners?
Well, I think the reality of it is you got, it all starts with getting the ball to your playmakers, you know. And the one thing we do have, and you know, it didn't show last Saturday, and that's on us. We got to continue to do a great job of getting the ball into the guys that can make plays for us. And I thought that's what we were able to do a year ago against this opponent. And you know, really, when we played good offensive football last year, we had the ability to dictate how and when we got the ball into the hands of those players. So, you know, I certainly think it's back to the basics of let's make sure the right guys got the ball in critical situations for us to be successful.
Last but certainly not least, big tie for your Cleveland Browns. Did you get to watch any of that?
No. You know, I did hear Skip screaming up and down these halls. So
I texted him, and he said him and Rose were watching it for a while.
Yeah, they were. There was a lot of screams coming out. So, you know, I didn't get a chance to go in there, but I figured what was going on.
All right. Well, best of luck on Saturday. We appreciate your time, as always.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. That's Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. More Fanatics after this here on KXNO.